So happy Thanksgiving, a day to give thanks to God for his many blessings. I'm sure you all have, you know, traditions. You know, on this day, the last few years, being in Kentucky as a priest, you know, the sisters and I, we go down to Versailles and we eat and eat some more and play games, and then we eat again. And it's really a good time. In the last few years, before coming to Kentucky, when Mom, she kind of stopped cooking. You know, it was getting harder for her. And I think I mentioned it before that my brothers and sister would have a turkey war, and my brother Bob, he would cook a turkey in the regular way. My brother Tom was different, and he fried his turkey in a big pot in the backyard. And my sister was even really different. She didn't even cook a turkey. She cooked a goose. So I am thankful I am here in Kentucky with you all. And one Thanksgiving, when Mom was cooking, I remember, you know, she wouldn't let anyone cook, you know, actually, and I'm thankful for that. But you know, she was cooking in the kitchen one time, and you know, we were all in the front room, you know, maybe watching the big game or doing something. And then all of a sudden we hear this screaming, and this yelling, and then we all get up and we go into the kitchen, and my mom, you know, so she made these 6 pumpkin pies, you know, and she put them all out on a table. Actually, it was a big freezer, and there was a little chair, you know, right next to it. Well, anyway, we had a basset hound dog. Rhoda was her name, and somehow this dog jumped up on the chair and jumped up on the freezer, did not eat the pies, but walked through them all. So I don't remember having Rhoda much longer after that. I think Mom put her foot down. I don't know. But anyway, so we all have different traditions for this great day. Truly a day to be thankful, you know, for friends and family, for all God's many blessings. You know, the roof over our head and the food we eat, the clothes. The very breath that we have, you know, that we're given. Countless blessings, really. You can't even count them. And, you know, we give thanks to God for, you know, the good times, but also in a mysterious way, also in difficult times and in bad. One of the saints, Saint Alphonsus, he says in those times, you know, it's those difficult times, it's good to give thanks to God, because that helps us to grow. You know, that helps us to grow in patience, knowing that every trial comes from God. You know, and everything is happening for our welfare. You know, God is in charge of every little detail. Nothing happens outside his domain. So give thanks, even in those difficult times. Be thankful, you know, and thankfulness helps us, you know, to empty ourselves of our pride and to allow our Lord to enter in, to draw closer to him, and it makes us stronger. You know, it's, you know, we think of this day, Thanksgiving, and, you know, I'm sure we think of the pilgrims and the, you know, the Thanksgiving feast that they had and where this tradition kind of comes from. But really, I think that this day is really a Catholic feast day. Because what happened probably before that, maybe right when Christopher Columbus first landed in the New World, he probably had a Mass. He probably gave thanks to God through the Holy Mass. You know, a priest would have been with him. And what is the Mass, you know, all about? Mass is about giving thanks. Giving thanks to God. You know, how many times do we say the word thanks even at Mass? When we hear the readings, you know, we give thanks to God. Thanks be to God, we say. You know, the readings today were full of thanks in the In the gospel this morning, you know, our Lord, he praises the leper for coming back to give thanks to God. And it's interesting to note at the end of the gospel, he says, your faith has saved you. You know, your thanks has saved you. You know, he puts this great importance on giving thanks. Because when we give thanks, we acknowledge our Lord. You know, we're putting him first. We're realizing that he is in charge. You know, so, and then we have the Mass. We have the most solemn part of the Mass and the Eucharistic prayer. Right before our Lord offers up his body and pours out his blood, and before the bread and the wine become his body and blood, what are the words? He gave thanks. You know, he's constantly given thanks to Almighty God. And that's what the Mass is all about. And the word, you know, Holy, the Eucharist, actually comes from a word which means thanksgiving. So how appropriate it is to gather in church today to give thanks to God and give thanks to the one who gives us everything. May we never cease in giving thanks to him. Today on the church calendar, is we celebrate a saint, Saint Cecilia. And Saint Cecilia is the patron of music. Because the story is with her that, you know, she was, you know, young. She was a young woman who was promised in marriage, and she was actually forced to marry somebody. Well, she made a vow of virginity before that even happened. She dedicated her life in a very special way to God. And anyway, before her wedding day, you know, on that day, that right before, you know, when she heard the wedding bells announcing everything, the wedding that was about to commence, she prayed again, commending herself to Almighty God. And her husband-to-be, you know, noticed this love and this great dedication of this beautiful woman, and he was a pagan, and this helped him to convert, to become Catholic, to find the Lord. And they both ended up giving their life in martyrdom, because the people, you know, who arranged this marriage were upset, and they took those people took Cecilia's and her husband's lives. What we see in this, you know, we think of her and we think of all the martyrs. And the martyrs, you know, what are they really doing when they're giving their lives, when they're shedding their blood? They're giving thanks. They're giving thanks for this great gift of faith that our Lord has given us. And they don't want to let it go. So they're willing to be thankful to God even unto death. And we see in Saint Cecilia that she was singing God's praises, you know, as she died, given her life. So may we look to her example of, you know, how to always give thanks to God in every situation, in good times and in bad, to thank God for all his many blessings that he constantly bestows upon us. God is so good that he gives us his only Son to set us free, to die on the cross for us. And to that, we give the ultimate thanks.